Fair enough. Well, I've got a question here from Sarah, who says, how are genetically modified plants actually made to be pest resistant? Is it that they encode some kind of pesticide, like a toxin, or are they just, as her husband suggests, just made to... Oh, sorry, as she suggests, are they instead made just unpalatable for organisms?
Well, the organic farmers actually use bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis bacterium, which has a protein which affects the gut of specific insects. And that protein, of course, is encoded in a gene, and that gene can be then transferred to plants using genetic engineering techniques. So it's essentially a surgical procedure of isolating the particular gene, using, in fact, a natural bacterium to transfer that into a plant, and then once it's in there, it's used as a gene that's for breeding.
So presumably with synthetic biology, what one would do is to say, well, rather than take that toxin from a bacterium, what would be better would be to study the organisms that we want to make the plant resistant to and then find our own way of making the plant resistant and put some kind of specific thing into the plant that would be even better than what a bacterium toxin could do for us.
Oh, that's certainly feasible in the longer term. I think most of the emphasis at this point is on better engineering using existing systems, existing parts from what we know in the biological world, and rearranging their delivery inside, say, for example, a crop system, where you might, for example, get around some of the issues we talked about earlier in the program, where you've got some insects which are immune to these very specific toxins and can escape. So you could imagine a second element that would deal with that, for example.